Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The very last section that we want to talk about before we have finished the section on purification is called istinja. Istinja means to purify yourself after you use the washroom. And this is obviously something that applies to all of us on a daily basis. There are several things that you should keep in mind regarding the washroom, and I think the best way to understand the washroom is just to imagine the process. Start from the beginning and go to the end and talk about the different things that you should keep in mind. The very first thing you do when you want to use the washroom is you have to enter the washroom. In our tradition, when we enter the washroom, we enter with the left foot first. So this is one of the rare things where you begin with the left. And the idea is that the washroom is one of the unique places throughout the entire world where you cannot make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one of the few places in the entire world where you can't do that. So once you enter the washroom, it's considered sort of a place that you don't want to go to, because you can't remember Allah, and that was the sole purpose of your creation. You can't do the dhikr of Allah with your tongue in the washroom. It's not permitted to take Allah's name in the washroom. So you want to enter with your left foot first and keep your right foot in this pure dunya, the pure world, as long as possible. You can think of it that way. But it's sunnah to enter the washroom with the left foot. So what will happen then is that you will put your left foot first into the washroom, and you'll make the dua. The dua from the sunnah is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. O Allah, verily I seek refuge in you from the khubath and the khaba'ith, the male and the female jinns, evil jinns. You make that dua, and then you enter with the left foot, and you make the dua before you go in the bathroom, because you're not going to take the name of Allah in the washroom. And then in the same way, you want to confirm that you're not wearing a ring with the name of Allah or the necklace with the name of Allah. All these things should be removed. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ used to have a ring that had Muhammad Rasul and Allah on it, and he used to remove it before he would use the washroom. It was initial stage when he first had the ring made, the Prophet ﷺ used to wear it. Afterwards, he stopped wearing it. But initially, when it was first made, he used to wear it, and it comes in hadith that he used to take that ring off before he would enter the washroom. And then you go ahead to relieve yourself. So you should sit to relieve yourself. This is sunnah.